Chate. Let's pray together. Father the Creator, we came to worship you today. Today we celebrate your resurrection. Today our sins are forgiven. We bring our hope here. Because our Lord is the living Lord. He is risen from the tomb and He is risen from the cross. The power of death does not bound Him. We want to claim the victory. Father, you are among us. To accept our worship and praise. You're willing to take over our sins. So that our sins can be forgiven. We can be reconciled with God. Today we came to you. We give our sins to you. We accept your forgiveness. May you give us the new life in you. Father, we need a new life in you. May you control our life today. May we live every day because you live inside us. Father, some of us still puzzle about the direction in our life. Today, may you be the guidance for us. May you be the living Lord in our life. Father, you are a God of glory. You are the King of glory. You will be amongst us. Today we have children's baptism. We have baptism for adults too. There is a choir chorus. May all the praise be to you. You are worth all the praise. May everyone here today, have you living inside our heart be the King of our life? We can rededicate our life to you. So we learn to love you more throughout our life.
来服侍你,
to serve you.
来宣扬你生命,
to proclaim your life
在这世界,
in this world.
我们这样祷告祈求,
we pray in Jesus' name.
是靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
我们先有婴儿奉献礼。
We're going to have a baby dedication.
I'll ask the parents to bring your babies to come forward, please.
请老爸老母带恁的孩子来到头前。
If the grandparents are here, I'd like to ask them to stand in the back of them to express your support to them.
若是有阿公阿嬷来的中间，恁来当出来徛伫后壁来支持这孩子。
Listen to the words of God.
请我们一起听来神的话。
The Lord. O Israel, you should listen.
以色列人，你得爱听主的话。
The Lord is your God.
神，你是我们的主。
The Lord is one.
神是合一的神。
You shall love the Lord with your God and with all your soul, all your mind.
你要爱你的神，我用你的心灵跟生命。
And this word which I am commanding you, you shall teach your children.
我要用我的话来给你，让你来教导你的子女。
Instruct them with the words of God.
教导他们神的话。
That they can grow in the love of God.
所以他们可以在神的话里面长大。
Today we have Alicia Zhuang, Megan Tu, and Samantha Young.
今天我们三个小孩子。
When Jesus was 8 days, he was brought to the temple and presented to the Lord.
当耶稣八天大的时候，他被带到神的面前。
When you bring your children to God,
当你带你的孩子到神的面前的时候，
I'm sure you quite understand the meaning of baby dedication.
我希望你能够了解奉献小孩子给神的意义是什么。
We all believe children are entrusted from God to us parents.
我们都相信子女是神给我们的。
They were born with sin.
我们都是带罪而生。
They need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们都需要靠神的宝血来洗净。
We dedicate to God.
你把孩子奉献给神。
Asking for that cleansing.
要求神来洗净你的孩子。
And also to ask God.To take them into His kingdom.
也是要求神带领他们走这条神的道路。
I'm going to ask you several questions.
我要问你几个问题。
I'd like you to answer me.
我要你们回答这些问题。
I think we don't need translation. Do you now present your child before God?In solemn dedication. Do you consecrate yourself as parents to bring up your child in the nature and admonition of the Lord? Do you promise to instruct him in the teaching of Jesus Christ and in the practice of prayer and to guide him?Guide her in the development of Christ-like character. Do you promise to try to the best of your ability so to shape the home life of your child both by family devotion and by your words and your prayers and example? Let's pray. Father, at this moment,As parents bring their children before you, they have a sincere heart to ask you to forgive the sin of their children and consecrate them into thy name and asking for thy blessing to come upon them that they can grow to increase in wisdom and in health.And in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that at this moment, as you did in the early life of you, when you say, let the children come unto me, for the kingdom belongs to them. Thank you to be with us, and hear our prayer. Pray in Jesus' name, amen.Alicia Zhuang, I pray for you that you be cleansed from your original sin, be consecrated into the Lord and belong to the Lord, And in all your life, you'll be blessed and guarded by God. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Megan, too, I pray for you as a descendant of the servant of God. Pray that at this moment, God will show upon you that you are chosen and belong to this family, that you be cleansed from your original sin and be consecrated unto the Lord. And God's grace will come upon you in all your life and to live for Him. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Samantha Young, I pray for you that you be consecrated unto the Lord, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and belong to this family who fear the Lord and serve the Lord. May the grace of God come upon you continually, inheriting the blessing of this family from God, and serve the Lord in your life. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll ask a member of this family of the church to stand up. Dear brothers and sisters, we are all one in this big family of God. As we see the parents bring their children to consecrate to God, they need your prayer and love to support these parents, encourage them and help them and pray for them. Are you willing to do it? Father, bless this big family of you. For those who stand in before thee, we claim that thy blessing will come upon us at this moment. Bless this big family to full of thy love. The love of Christ be manifested here, that we support each other, pray for one another, that we all can grow in the Spirit of the Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you.
Let's open the Bible to God's Word.
John 21,
verses
1
to
14. John 21, verse 1 to 14. 你们有吃的没有？他们回答说没有。耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。耶稣说：“爱的那门徒对彼得说：‘是主。’那时西门彼得是着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有两百舟。” 就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。”西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽然这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说：“你们来吃早餐。” 门徒都没有一个敢问他，你是谁？因为知道是主。耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。John
21:1-14. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciple by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we will go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. We'll have praise from the choir.